bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I have a dilemma slash no. You know what? I don't even have a dilemma. I'm trying to make a decision and I want you guys to be on board.
I have a dilemma whether to turn you into the police or not. Stalking is not allowed, James.
Oh, is that what you're talking about? I thought it might
be. Seeing as though we're doing this in hindsight and we know what this segment's about, All I'm going to say is you need to listen because James is going off his chops.
He's off the rails, people.
I think I'm okay. I think I'm fine, you guys.
You're
not. I'm fine!
You're not.
This is the Triple Threat Podcast. And, look, I've recently made some life choices. Last week, I decided I would delete all the apps.
Did you end up deleting them? Because we were going to do it on air for you and then it never happened.
Yeah, there is one I still haven't deleted.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I'm still going to have to deleted do that all the apps.
But
you lied to us.
I haven't used it. Okay.
Oh, bull.
No, I really haven't.
In a week, you haven't opened it.
Mm-mm.
Look at me in the eyes.
I haven't used it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That looked like you strained to hold that gaze.
No, I don't think you've used gaze. It.
Anyway, so I recently found out, well, before I deleted all the apps, Might I add, A guy was coming up Close in my area, Uses the gym near my house. I don't use it, but my housemate does. And works in my housemate's building where he works. They work in the same building.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I found out. So I saw him on the apps. I was like, oh, he's kind of cute. Turns out we're probably compatible because I saw him on another website that kind of gave me the impression that we would have a good time together.
So you haven't deleted all the apps?
Yeah.
No, this is before I delete them.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just taking me a while to remember that this story exists.
Saw it on another website. Okay.
Okay. So I reckon that we'd be quite compatible. Apparently he's a lovely guy.
How do you know that?
We have something in common.
Explain.
Well, more in common than you might think. He's my ex's ex.
Your ex. So did you know this?
Yes, because I recognized him from the pictures on the Instagram.
Oh.
He's the lover after my ex.
What?
The lover after me. The Savage Garden song.
Okay. Wow, I'm really confused.
So he was also heartbroken by this guy.
Yeah.
So this guy's a heartbreaker.
No, my ex is.
Yeah.
Look out, Hunter. And I'm thinking. Oh wait. I'm thinking. I might. Well, I've deleted all the apps now, so now it might be quite hard for me to get in contact with him. But I could still do it the old-fashioned way through my housemate.
I was going to say through stalking, but
That too. I'm trying to work out which building he lives in.
Okay.
I wish that was a joke.
My housemate and I have suspicions.
I was going to
think he's above Coles.
I was going to rip you. Because
I know where he is.
I was going to rip you because I thought that
you want.
Well, no, I'm going to because. You got quite upset when somebody started dating your ex, and I thought you were going to start dating a friend's ex, but this is even weirder. It's your ex's ex.
Okay, I'm with Jess.
It's perfect.
I don't know what it is, but it's not right.
What if we're meant to be together?
We have been doing this show for a while now, and Jess is completely right. You have had a lot of hatred for people doing things with your ex. You're clutching. Are you actually interested in this guy, or is it purely because he used to go out with your ex-boyfriend?
I might be. I haven't met him yet.
Oh, God, I forgot that. You don't even know this guy.
He's only just seen you on the apps and then on the internet.
Have you chatted to him on the apps?
Not yet. And now I can't because I deleted them all.
Well, surely you could go find him. You seem to know everything else about him.
Maybe you need to join the gym.
No, well, let's not go to extremes here.
Go get a trial membership. They're free for like 7 days.
Oh, that's true.
So you've got a feeling that maybe you two are meant to be together.
We've got a lot in common.
So do you think he knows who you are?
I don't know. He probably didn't stalk my Instagram like I did his.
This is like the opening to a Criminal Minds episode. Well,
on one side, you've got James, who's like, I think we could be perfect. And on the other side, you've got person B, who has no idea
completely oblivious.
That these other people exist.
See, it's a love story made in heaven.
Yeah, it's just like Titanic.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.